Moncrief on News Talk.
You are listening to the Moncrief Show on News Talk. Barbara and Mary are with us once again to solve your insoluble problems.
Hello.
Good afternoon to you both.
How are you doing?
We have a 65-year-old farmer here, and he says his wife of 25 years had an affair about 8 years ago and left me for another man. Now that I've turned a corner and gotten over the shock, I'm ready to date again. I have three children who are in their 20s, whom I have a great relationship with, but I would love to meet a woman to share my life with. As I'm sure you know, farming is an intensive 24/7 job. Unfortunately, due to the divorce, I'm not in the financial position to retire yet. The problem is that I spend most days on my own. There's very little chance that I'll meet anyone at the mart or out herding the cattle. I'm not a huge drinker, but I don't mind going out. The problem is I don't want to go out alone and be the creepy old man drinking in the corner. I tried online dating before, but many of the women seem to want to be pen pals and have little interest in meeting up. Any advice on how I might actually meet someone?
That's funny, just literally as you were reading that out, and I don't know where I saw this, but there was something recently in the media somewhere, and it could have been on social media, about older women and online dating. And this older woman who was online dating said that all the men that she met were only interested in sex. And he's saying, the women are only interested in pen pals.
I saw that. They just all want to get into my pants.
Yeah, that's right. That's what she said. Yep.
And your problem is?
Sean, Jeannie, man. They're looking for, you know.
Well, if you're young and old and liberated, or why not?
You've got everything else sorted except that.
Yeah.
The first thing I want to say to this farmer is I hope he's at the ploughing.
Yes.
Yeah, because there's like no shortage of a million and,
I don't know,
25 million people land down into the ploughing. I'm still having flashbacks from the time I had to go and do some work there, and I've never in my life seen anything like it in my entire...
Was it raining or was it dry?
It was raining. And
that's the worst
being
when it's raining.
Idiot went and bought myself what I thought were quite a swanky pair of Wellington boots for this assignment I had in the ploughing championship with flowers on them.
Yeah.
And I put them on and I squelched around and did whatever. I was writing a piece and did whatever. And then I thought, right, time to go home before everything goes, like, you know, because I knew the car parks were going to be hard to get out of because, you know, the way it's all mud. Got back to my car, opened the boot, sat on the back of the car to take off my boots. Couldn't take my boots off. Could not take my Wellingtons off. And they were full of mud. I thought, I can't get in my car like and drive home. My car will be wrecked.
Yeah.
Full of mud.
Oh, God.
I was nearly in tears in that much panic. And a very nice man came along.
And pulled your boots off.
And that's not a euphemism. Pulled my boots off, really.
That's the ultimate act of kindness, really, at the plough.
It really
someone
was.
Pulls your boots
she got
off.
Her boots off.
I got the boots. I got the boots pulled off me at the ploughing. Anyway, this isn't helping this man. So what I was going to say, I would defer to Mary on farming and how intensive it is and 24/7, as your man said. Mm. But I hope he's not using that as an excuse, you know, for not expanding his horizons out beyond his farm. So I think the first thing he should do is take the focus away from looking for a woman for the moment.
That's what I was going to say.
Oh, sorry.
What should he be looking?
I'm going home.
Yeah.
I'm taking me marbles and I'm going to another sandbox.
But I'm sure you can get cover, can you, for farms? Like, there must be like...
Oh, yeah. Like, you can get your farm relief.
Or whatever. I say
farm relief, but that could already land very badly as well.
Not a euphemism either. Yeah. That's what I think he should do. Try and get himself some time away from the farm. And then, you know, and I think this is really important, regardless of your situation, whether you're married or single or you're whatever. But as you get older, it's really important, number one, to learn to be able to, and then to probably get a bit of enjoyment out of doing things on your own, you know, because it can be very difficult if you've been married for a long time to suddenly then think, I'd like to do this or I'd like to do that. And you don't have anybody to do it. So start doing things a little bit on your own. And I think if you do that, if you expand your horizons a little bit, you know, get out and about a little bit, you will then perhaps meet somebody who might fit the bill for what you're looking for. But you won't as long as you're with your moo cows and whatever else happens on a farm 24/7.
Yeah. Well, I would say, like, if you're on a farm, you're in a parish somewhere. And usually parishes are very active places, you know, and I don't mean religious. I mean, in terms of the parish
community,
parish, whatever. And I would advise him to actually start there in his kind of social activity, because he'll meet local people and I think an awful lot of, I think this man is lonely.
Yeah.
And I think, as you said, he's looking in one direction to not be lonely. Whereas if he every time I come on here, I have to watch what I say. If he kind of exposed himself to other people,
well, he got arrested.
Don't take that literally, please.
Children would be very worried.
But if there was more, if he went out and met more people, then he's automatically widening the net.
Yeah.
Yes,
to meet a woman. But the other thing I just thought of is there's many travel agencies, and one's a particularly good one I know, and a friend of mine who literally just rang me there a second ago, who's a farmer in his 60s, goes off with this particular travel agency. They deal with people on their own and older people.
Name it.
Okay, the travel department.
All right, they advertise a bit.
I just didn't know. I thought if the other crowd don't like you talking about anything like that. But anyway, but if you go away, they do things like going 3 days to the Christmas markets, maybe go to Lake Como, there's all of these things, and you won't be alone, and you'll expand yourself, and you'll travel, and you'll meet like-minded people.
Yeah.
And I have heard, from several different kinds of people, be it farmers, actors, who've gone on these holidays and have truly enjoyed them. So, all is not lost, but just don't focus on looking for a person.
A particular woman.
I think he sounds like a nice man.
He does. And the other thing also is volunteering. Within your community, there's probably the need for volunteers in various different things.
Yes,
you might find that's something.
True.
So it's all about broadening your horizons, but buying yourself some time out. And I get what he's saying about he can't afford to retire yet. That's fine. But try and spend a little bit of money on bringing in somebody to take over, to give you the odd, some time out so that you can do exactly what you were saying. And then you'll live happily ever after.
Yeah, he sounds maybe he's a bit time poor in that sense.
If he's on his own, if he's farming on his own, it is. And it's a very lonely life. It is if they don't, because they're on a tractor. You see, you can buy a tractor now, it's the size of the Isle of Man and it can do everything. Do you know what I mean?
The size
of the Isle of Man. These big yokes.
Huge tractors.
And they look just very nice. God
bless. There was a joke there about, we used to be about the Corrs and your man, Jim Corr, and buying a tractor to a tractor or something like that. Anyway, carry on.
But because they don't have a mehl of men or to come in, because the tractor can do everything.
I see. Yeah. Now
and,
I get you.
And, okay. they don't have that community of working together, which they did years ago.
Yeah.
So it is a very solitary.
More lonely than
it used very solitary. Yeah. And then you have all the pressures, and they do have huge pressures, and you're bearing it on your own.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah.
So, I sympathise, but all is not lost.
And he needs some time out away from that.
He does, you need to take a little time away. Yeah. And there is things like farm relief, as I said, and they'll come in.
Of course, it depends on where he lives as well. There mightn't be that much going on in his.
If he's in the IFA or the ICMSA, I can tell you the support system's there. Yeah. I'll tell you, the IFA is one hell of a kick-ass thing to be in.
Yeah.
In terms of some a lot of it I don't agree with, some of it, but a lot of it I do.
Yeah.
And they really do come down.
In lots of ways, it's really easier if you're in a small rural community to make the inroads into different circles than it would be in the middle of Dublin.
People know him anyway.
Johnny
the divorced farmer. Yeah. Is probably how they know him as well.
But I do understand that thing of the creepy old man, and that's another pressure that people come under. Men come under, nowadays,
that's true.
Because toxic masculinity and all that seems to be a very broad umbrella. Do you know what I mean? And people tend to suspect.
An older man sitting in a pub having a drink is not necessarily a creepy old man, or giving creepy old man vibes.
But I can imagine them why they would be a bit self-conscious.
But makes him self-conscious,
Owen says, before that farmer gives up his lifestyle, the pleasure in time on your own, reading the paper with a couple of pints, was 25 years married, not enough. Well, he's had 8 years though by himself.
Yeah.
So maybe he's starting to feel that.
Can I just, I was going down talking about the piece of reading the paper and a pint and all that kind of thing. I remember I was going down to the Tivoli Theatre to do a show, and I suffer from anxiety, as the dog and devil knows that. And I was in one of my going down, not the theatre going in. He is right.
Bring
your newspaper and do the crossword.
Yeah.
It's a very relaxing
your buke.
Someone says a farmer should sign up for dance lessons or attend social dancing, travel or cruise, join a men's shed, etc.
All of those things
is a thing, all right. Why doesn't he count his blessings? Why would you want to put yourself through all that again? I love the peace and quiet. Who needs all that drama and baggage? I think maybe that's more about you than him. Be careful of signing up for online dating. I'm 65 as well. It's almost impossible to stop the direct debits. I'm very up to speed with computers and it nearly beat me to disconnect from the dating site. Good All they want is money. It took me 3 months to stop the debits, costing me €159. Says Mike.
Jeez. Holy God, there's money a date.
So be careful of that, yeah. And Ruth says, I feel sorry for him, but being a farmer and the hours he works is probably why he's divorced. Well, his wife had an affair!
Yes!
Yeah. That's not helpful anyway.
Yeah.
It's not helpful. Yeah. And yet he didn't have much of a choice otherwise.
Yeah. She probably had an affair with another farmer. Right. Hello. I'm a 30-year-old straight man, very comfortable with my sexuality and around other men. But I've recently found myself in a situation that makes me very uncomfortable. I moved positions in work and got a new manager. When we started working together, we realised we were both into keeping active. So we decided to create a lunchtime routine of going to the gym together. This is where my awkward situation begins. My boss is the type of man that likes to prance around naked in the dressing room. He doesn't use his towel when he's walking from the showers to the lockers. He constantly tries to have a conversation with me fully naked and is clearly proud to have all his bits on show. I've seen more parts of his body than my own wife. I can't explain why, but it just makes me uncomfortable, especially when we're in meetings after lunch and all I can picture is his hairy arse. I've tried to go to the gym before work as a way of avoiding this, but it's proving to be a logistical nightmare. I don't want to give up this routine of exercising at lunch as I love it, but I can no longer do it with my boss. He's making me uneasy. How do I approach it? Can I say anything?
The ballad of bossy bear balls.
I'm sorry, like most of that email just sounded totally gay to me anyway.
It's great for somebody to say that.
I mean, I think if your man is walking around, that kind of hello. With his willy hanging out,
yeah,
expecting his old, that's a power play. As far as I'm concerned, he's kind of trying to. It really is. It's like, you know,
he's daring him to look at it.
Stay in your place, bitch.
Yeah,
that's what that is. I think.
I mean, I don't have much experience, clearly, of being in men's dressing rooms or changing rooms or shower rooms or whatever they're called in gyms. But in my head, I kind of thought that fellas going around naked with their bits all swinging and hanging out was kind of the norm. I thought, like, that's what happens.
Only rugby players do that.
Oh, okay. And all get into the bath together and showers together and all that kind of stuff. I thought that was all part
of it. What happened in your gym, Sean?
Oh, that's totally what happened to me. Yeah, it's like, you know, it's like that.
Don't they do
it's
that?
It's like a YMCA video.
Yeah, but don't they get into the bath or something together or something with rugby or something?
Yeah, I don't know.
I have some vision in my head about that. Somebody needs to tell me about that. But anyway, so when I was thinking about this problem, I was trying to think, okay, so put it in a female situation, because I have been in a couple of, obviously, changing rooms and dressing rooms belonging to gyms and swimming pools. And there are some women who are very comfortable, obviously, with their own nakedness and their own bodies. And there are others who aren't. But I think the ones who are comfortable don't upset the ones who aren't comfortable because they're wandering around. So I don't know why this is upsetting this guy. Like, I think it's because he's the boss.
I think so.
Because I don't, but there's something to me, is what Sean said, like going back to what you said, like there's something to me about how he can't stop thinking about his hairy arse. Really? If you're straight? What?
No, if he was gay, he'd be wanting a smooth arse. Do you know what I mean? Because usually, of course, they like bears, yeah.
Yeah, I think it depends.
Yeah.
No, so, shouldn't be prescriptive about arse judgment.
No, I think it's a power thing. I think it's like mine is bigger than yours type thing. And
men all see each other's mickeys anyway when they go to the toilet. Like, it's not like women. We don't go around.
But they still do that. As far as I know.
No, there's little screens in between.
Is there?
Yeah, you don't necessarily are going to see a Mickey if you go into the toilet.
Okay. I don't know. I didn't know there were screens.
Actually, you know what? Well,
because there are screens. Well,
there is a little kind of a screen.
The
urinal thing is there, but in between each urinal, there's a little screen. Right. It can vary in size, but it's usually at Mickey
level. Is that a new thing?
No, that's always been there.
Has it?
Yeah.
But then
so that if someone was going to have a look, they'd have to lean slightly to have a look.
Oh, okay.
So he'd catch them.
Oh, okay. All right.
But to be honest with you, the only thing I really notice when I go into men's toilets is fellas who stand at urinals having a pee
and piss all over the floor
holding a phone.
Oh.
It's more common than you think.
Oh no.
Yeah. And sometimes they're holding the phone with two hands.
Oh no. Oh God.
You know.
Oh, I'm so glad I'm not a man. Yeah. Yeah. That's
off the point.
I think this guy needs to train himself to look. I think the problem is, as you say, is that this is his boss, and obviously he's not just somebody that he leaves behind in the locker room. He's to go back to work then and engage with him in another work situation. But stop thinking about his arse and just look at his face, and you know, I just don't understand. I don't understand why he has.
I do. You know the way you can't stop your eyes from going where they shouldn't go, and there must be something.
If you're a woman at a man, or if you're a gay man at a man, but not if you're supposedly a straight man with another man. I mean, would you?
I don't know. I think so. There's obviously some other kind of vibe going on, and I don't mean a gay vibe. I mean, there's a kind of a.
You'd have a look if he was going around naked. Just out of curiosity.
Would you? Okay.
But sure, wouldn't a woman have a look out of curiosity?
You see, we can't see our bits. That's the problem. Do you know what I mean? You can't really see your own bits, never mind anybody else's bits.
No, but women, and I mean straight women are able to, like, in a woman dressing room.
I love this show.
A woman would actually be in a non-sexual sense be able to say, God, she's a lovely body.
Yes,
in an admiring way.
Oh, yes, they do.
It's not pervy, it's nothing. Yeah. It's just, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Men can't do that to a man. Like, you know, alarms are going off all over the place if that happens. Mm.
Mm. Well, maybe he should do that, and then maybe he wouldn't have this problem that he's talking about.
Just tell him he has a hairy arse and he should wax it, and that'll stop him. Well, no, you can't do that to your boss, can you? No, you can't.
Split decision on this from the listeners. His boss is a perv. I change jobs pronto. That guy is gay. Why is he thinking about his arse?
That's exactly.
Ah, relax. It's not a power play. Every men's dressing room around the country is the same.
That's what I thought.
From someone who's obviously been to every men's dressing room around the country.
Yeah.
Why do you do that? For God's sake, why would you go to the gym with your boss at lunch? That in itself is a no-no. Not to mention having to see your boss in the nip. Cop on, fellas. Stop and desist. Think healthy boundaries. It's his boss. It'd be a HR nightmare. And the females on the panel having to breeze.
There you go. A breeze about what exactly?
Tell the boss he should consider shaving his arse, that it would look fantastic. That would be the end of it.
That's what you said.
Maybe not.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Maybe it would, like, well, what do you think of it now?
I think find another gym.
Yeah, find another
and
gym.
And lie through your teeth about why you're gone to the
feign an injury. Yeah.
And then go to another gym.
Yeah, Johnny says, going to the gym at lunchtime with your boss, is he mad?